High School Sports on KTNC, brought to you by Community Medical Center, Poppy Realty and Management, Southeast Nebraska Communications, Salem Grain, American Family Insurance, Runza, Consolidated Grain and Barge, F&M Bank, Peru State College, El Camino Electric, Farm and City Supply, Frontier Bank, Farm Bureau, and Din's Country Meat.
And we bid you good evening, everyone, from Pawnee City, Nebraska. Tonight is high school basketball once again here on KTNC. We have a doubleheader for you as the HTRS Titans are in town. Girls and boys varsity basketball coming up, the Titans and the Indians. Right about now, over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3, John Nixon is in Auburn, and he has the Sacred Heart Irish girls and boys on the road taking on the Auburn Bulldogs. That girls game between Auburn and Sacred Heart should be getting started right about now over on Sunny 101.3. So when it comes to high school basketball tonight, once again, Sunny 101.3 and KTNC, we have you covered for high school coverage. My name is Randy Gatula. I'll be calling your play-by-play tonight here in Pawnee City. Aaron Wisdom is our producer-engineer for tonight's presentation of high school basketball. Well, the Pawnee City Indians, it's been a challenge for them this week. The backstory on what's happening with the girls' basketball team here, we weren't able to play a junior varsity game. Weren't enough numbers available to play a JV game tonight. Both the head coach, Keely Ensminger, and the assistant coach, Tim Cluck, are out with illness. They're not able to be here tonight, so the head coach and the assistant coach are both missing. So Julie Pierce, now she's a former head coach here. She's the junior high basketball coach. Julie Pierce has stepped up, and she will be coaching the Pawnee City Indian girls tonight. I wouldn't be surprised if Coach Cluck and Coach Ensminger aren't listening in tonight. If they are, we certainly wish the two coaches well. We wish you a speedy recovery, and we'll look forward to seeing you back here on the side of the court real soon, coaches. Settle in there with your hot chocolate and enjoy tonight's broadcast here on KTNC. We didn't play a JV game in the girls. We did have a boys junior varsity game. They played two quarters. Pawnee City got the win over HTRS in that boys JV game tonight. 21-19 was the final in that. Pawnee City with the win over the Titans in the boys junior varsity contest. A two-point win, 21-19. Let's take a look at the starting lineups now for this upcoming girls varsity contest. First of all, for the visiting Titans of HTRS, they'll start Alyssa Howe. Howe is 5'7 and a senior. Laramie Glodar, a freshman at 5'8. Gracie Schaefer, a 5'6 senior. Ellie Short, 5'6 and a senior. And J.C. Leach, a 5'10 senior. Those are the starters for Coach Carmen Tomek and the Titans. For the Pawnee City Indians, tonight coached by Julie Pierce, they'll go with Emily Lytle. Lytle is 5'7 and a junior. Kara Pierce, a freshman at 5'3. Mallory Brannick. Brannick is a 5'9 junior. Madison Lytle, 5'7 and a junior. And Cameron Ottersberg. Ottersberg is a freshman at 5'5. So you've got a couple of freshmen in that starting lineup for the young team here for the Pawnee City Indians. Lots of basketball coming up later this week for you. We'll be on the air again Thursday night here on KTNC. I'll have Johnson County Central, John will have Johnson County Central down at HTRS on Sunday. I'll be here on KTNC with the Falls City Tigers traveling to Conestoga up at Murray. So that's what's coming up for you Thursday. Then we'll also have basketball for you on Saturday. Saturday afternoon, I'll be in Tecumseh. Johnson County Central will be hosting the Falls City Girls and Boys. Girls game starts at 4:30. Right now, we're going to step aside and take a two-minute timeout. Then we'll be back with the opening tip-off for tonight's Girls Varsity Contest. Right after this two-minute timeout, you're listening to High School Basketball on KTNC.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. Community Medical Center in Falls City, Nebraska has a new doctor on staff, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Strike. He just replaced my right knee, spent a little time at the hospital, both great experiences. I highly recommend Dr. Strike and Community Medical Center in Falls City. Dr. Strike specializes in treatment of sports injuries and total joint replacement. So if you have problems, Give them a call at 245-6510. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is having a land auction selling the Fern Keithley Farm and John Huber Farm on Saturday, February 5th at 10 a.m. at the Fall City Elks Club. To be auctioned off are two tracts. Tract 1, located north of Fall City, is 160 acres with 156 certified crop acres. Tract 2, located just east of Fall City, with 117 acres, 99 certified crop acres. The land auction of the Fern Keithley and John Huber Farms will be Saturday, February 5th, 10 a.m. at the Fall City Elks Club, conducted by Poppy Realty and Farm Management.
What is fast? Race car? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Pawnee City High School. We've had our national anthem performed wonderfully by one of the female vocalist students here at Pawnee City. I wish I could have gotten the young lady's name, but she did a fantastic job in delivering the national anthem tonight, one of those that really stands out. Right now we're meeting the starting lineups here for the Titans over the public address system. Again, it'll be Alyssa Howe, Laramie Gladar, Gracie Schaefer, Allie Sharp, and J.C. Leach will be the five starters. Now getting set to have them introduce the starters for the Pawnee City Indians. Again, Emily Lytle, Kara Pierce, Mallory Brannick, Madison Lytle, and Cameron Ottersberg will be the five starting for Pawnee City. Both of these teams coming off of competition last week at the Mudecas tournament. That was a big week of basketball. It always is. I must admit that after about 5 days in a row of broadcasting up there, it kind of feels good to have Sunday off after we get to the end of that tournament. Got a little snowstorm Friday night. It wouldn't have been a Mudecas tournament without a little bit of bad weather. That's what we dealt with on Friday evening. But we got all the games in this year, and it was a very successful tournament. Again, a tip of the hat to the Kiwanians and all the folks over Beatrice that annually put together that Mudecas tournament and do a wonderful job with it. So we're back to regular season ball here. The HTRS Titans, the Pawnee City Indians, girls first, boys varsity coming up next. Stepping in for Pawnee City, Madison Lytle will jump it up. She'll go against J.C. Leach for the Titans. The official ready to step into center circle. And we're about to get underway. High school basketball live for Pawnee City on KTNC. The official steps in. Here's the tip. And it's controlled by the Indians. Coming up with the basketball is Mallory Branning. Quickly to the left side goes to Pierce in the corner on the left side of the basket. Now to Madison Lytle, top of the circle. Back over to Kara Pierce on the left wing. Handling the ball is Emily Lytle. Emily Lytle across to Madison Lytle. Emily and Madison both in the ball game here. On the right side goes Madison Lytle. Tries to put a pass back to the top of the key. Grabbed up by Ottersberg. Driving baseline left side. Right shot is up. Lytle doesn't go. Rebound brought down. And here come the Titans with the basketball. Into fourth quarter is Gracie Schaefer. Schaefer on the dribble. Into the corner right side finds Ellie Howe. Howe holds it there up to Ellie Sharp. Underneath to J.C. Leach. Ball was stolen away on the baseline by Madison Lytle. Outlet pass. Down court in a hurry, it comes to Pierce on the corner left side. Pierce brings it back to Brannick. Around goes Lytle on the right side of the lane. Can't get the shot. Now Kara Pierce with the basketball. At the free throw line, the ball is tipped away by Gladar. Gladar and Pierce do battle for it. Coming out of there with it is Gracie Schaefer. No whistle, no jump ball. Schaefer to the right side to Ellie Sharp. She squares up from the corner on the right side for a three that's off, no good. Rebound, J.C. Leach, put back up and good. J.C. Leach with the first bucket of the night. HTRS goes up 2-0, 6:39 to play here in the first quarter at Pawnee City. With the basketball, is Mallory Brannick in the paint. Puts it into traffic, trying to force a shot up is Ottersberg. She had her shot blocked. The basketball was grabbed up loose. Madison Lytle now Pierce from the right side. Up and off, no good. Rebound, Glaudar coming down with the basketball. Laramie Glaudar on the dribble. Into the corner left side, Gracie Schaefer. Down on the baseline, next to the backboard is Schaefer. A cross-court pass finds Ellie Short. Now to Glaudar on the right elbow. In the paint, Glaudar in traffic. Schaefer, jump shot from the free throw line. They're going to say she walked with it. A turnover, will give the ball back to Pawnee City. 6:06 to play in the first quarter. We're just underway in Pawnee City tonight. Pawnee City Indians hosting the HTRS Titans girl-boy doubleheader here on KTNC. I'm Randy Gatula describing the action. Aaron Wisdom is our producer-engineer. And into forecourt comes Lytle with the basketball. That's Madison Lytle. Up to Mallory Brannick. Brannick looks for Ottersberg, the cutter through the paint. Can't get it to her. Looks under the right side. There's a shot up off the glass and good by Emily Lytle. Little fall-away jumper on the right side. Banked it off the glass and put it down. We're tied at two. Ellie Short with the ball bounce pass to Ellie Howe in the corner. Howe guarded by Brannick and by Lytle down here on the right side into J.C. Leach in the paint. Leach wants to go up with a shot, banks it off the glass. It won't go. A rebound try for a follow shot. Glaudar couldn't get it. A whistle on the baseline and a foul. And I think we're going to put Glaudar to the line. Laramie Glaudar will be shooting two shots. The foul is going to be called on Mallory Brannick. On Brannick, her first personal team foul number one on the Indians. Laramie Glaudar at the line to shoot two for the Titans. The first shot is up for the freshman. It's just short off the front of the rim. She'll get another attempt coming here. Substitute Avery Deerberger getting set to check into the ballgame here for the Titans at the bench. Second shot is up and good. Laramie Glaudar gets the second one. Deerberger checks in. Glaudar comes out now for HTRS. 3-2 is your score here early in the ballgame. Full court pressure applied by the Titans. Brannick will inbound it under the basket, gets it into Ottersberg. And Cameron Ottersberg into forecourt, in the paint. He's up to Brannick, a nice little give and go. Ellie Howe with the block shot. Brannick went up with a shot on the baseline. Ellie Howe blocked the shot away and got the rebound. Howe brings the ball up court. Ellie gives it to Ellie Short, into J.C. Leach at the free throw line. Gracie Schaefer, 12-footer, left wing, up off, no good. Leach with the rebound. Follow shot, Leach, it won't go. Rebound underneath, brought down by Pierce. Kara Pierce with a rebound and a whistle and a foul. Let's see who this one's going to be on. The foul is going to be, I think, on J.C. Leach. On Leach, that'll be her first personal team foul, number one, on the Titans. Indians basketball. Mallory doing it. Mallory Brannick inbounds it. Mallory gets it then down court to the right side on the corner to Emily Lytle. Couldn't handle it. Pass was too tall and got away. Now in for the Titans comes Hannah Kozel. Kozel in for J.C. Leach. Kozel in the ballgame and Deerberger on the bench. They're the two off the bench that are on the floor right now for the Titans. A pass under the corner. Kozel left side. Lobs into Ellie Howe. She travels with the basketball and it'll be a turnover. Give the ball back to the Indians. 4 minutes, 48 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 3-2 is your score. HTRS on top. Gracie Schaefer makes a steal. Kozel in the corner gets the basketball. Feeds it back to Schaefer. She tries to go in. Ellie Short for a layup that won't go. The shot is blocked. The rebound down to the Indians. They push it down court. Mallory Brannick. Brannick at the free throw line. Moves toward the hoop and she will be fouled. We'll see who this one's going to go on. The foul's going to be on Avery Deerberger. She just checked in a moment ago. Deerberger picks up her first foul, team foul number two, on the Titans. Indians basketball into Brannick in the paint. Shot is up and good. Mallory Brannick got the little lob pass in on the baseline, lobbed it up and put it off the glass, and it's 4-3. Pawnee City with the lead. Down court pass stolen by Brannick. Brannick with the steal. She brings it up court, takes it all the way in for the floater again off the paint. Doesn't go. Ellie Howe with the rebound for the Titans. Her outlet pass goes to Gracie Schaefer. And Schaefer goes against the man-to-man defense, guarded by Ottersberg. In paint, shot is up. Gracie Schaefer. Rebound Schaefer. Follow shot won't go. Rebound Schaefer. Follow shot still won't go. Gracie Schaefer with three attempts under there. Couldn't get it to drop, but she's fouled on the third one that she puts up. The foul is going to be called I believe, on Mallory Brannick. And if she is, that's Mallory's second personal. So Brannick, the 5'9 junior, has two fouls here with 3:59 to go in the first quarter. We're just halfway through the first period. Brannick with her second personal. Free throw for Gracie Schaefer is up and good. She'll have another one coming here. There's Laramie Goddard in replacing Ellie Howe, or replacing Kozel, rather. And J.C. Leach comes in replacing Ellie Howe. Gracie Schaefer ready for her second attempt from the charity stripe. It's on the way up, and it's good also. She hit them both, and that puts HTRS back up by 1, 5-4. Full court pressure here by the Titans. The inbound pass is tipped away by Ellie Sharp, knocked out of bounds. And it'll still be with the Indians. Emily Lytle will try to inbound it. Lytle in the corner on the baseline. Has to hurry now. Timeout's going to be taken by Pawnee City to save the possession. 3:59 to go first quarter. 5-4. HTRS up by one. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
3:59 to play here in the first period. 5-4 our score. HTRS up by one. Pawnee City with the basketball against full court pressure to try and inbound it. They get the ball inbounds and working to the right side. All the way down comes Lytle with the basketball. Has the ball dribbled away and stolen by J.C. Leach. Leach got the steal there from Emily Lytle, and she gives the outlet pass up to L.A. Short. Short into the corner. Open look right side. Deerberger in and out. Doesn't go. Rebound Pierce. Kara Pierce with the basketball stolen away by L.A. Short. But a whistle and a foul probably is going to go on Short here as Pierce is bringing the ball down the floor. And on L.A. Short, that'll be her first personal. Team foul number 3 on the HTRS Titans. Inbounding the ball will be Kara Pierce, the freshman, a 5'3 freshman, to inbound it. Puts it into the corner, left side. Here goes Emily Lytle into the paint, around the right side. Emily Lytle back up to Kara Pierce. Pierce in the paint. Ball is dribbled away and stolen. And then stolen right back, and then stolen again by Laramie Goddard. Goddard ends up with the basketball. She gives the ball down to Gracie Schaefer on the left elbow. To Goddard. Oh, a nice feed from Goddard to Short. Short tries to go up with a shot, but she'll be fouled. It doesn't drop. And the foul is going to be called on Kara Pierce. On Pierce, her first personal. Team foul number 3. At the free throw line is Ellie Short. Sadie Hardesty up off the bench, ready to check in for the Titans. Short's free throw is up and good. Ellie Short got the free throw. She'll have another shot coming. 3:15 to go first quarter. 6-4 is your score. Ellie Sharp will have a second shot coming here. As we said, Hardesty just checked in now. Shot is up and good. Sadie Hardesty will be 18 years old tomorrow. I told her I was going to mention that tomorrow was her birthday. She's in the ballgame now for HTRS. 18 years old tomorrow. Happy birthday to Sadie. Pawnee City's basketball. Inside to Lytle, looking for Ottersberg. She couldn't get a hold of it. The ball was tipped away out of bounds. I think it was touched last by the Titans. So it belonged to Pawnee City. Pierce will inbound it. She'll stand on the baseline, right side under the basket. Pierce to toss it in. Lob pass comes up top. Gets it to Lytle. That's Madison Lytle. To the left elbow. Around it comes on this side. Long three is on the way up, comes up just short. Launching that three from the top of the key was Claire Castor, who's in the lineup now for Pawnee City. Castor's shot was short, went out of bounds. It'll belong to the Titans. 7-4, your score. Titans on top. Sadie Hardesty with the basketball on the left elbow. Hardesty takes a couple of dribbles, picks up her dribble, feeds it down inside to J.C. Leach. Leach with a turnaround shot off the glass. It won't go. Got her own rebound. Follow shot, put back. It won't go. Rebound, try for put back underneath on the baseline by Glodar, and Glodar couldn't get it down. She'll be at the free throw line. The foul is going to be called on Madison Lytle. On Lytle, her first personal. Glodar at the line. She's 1 out of 2 from the line so far tonight. Has a single point. Here's Ellie Howe back off the bench. Greasy Schaefer, also off the bench, ready to check back in. First free throw is up for Vladar and won't drop. So Laramie is now one out of three from the line. She'll get another one. 2:32 to go in the first quarter, 7-4. HTRS with the lead. Laramie Vladar, second free throw is up. It's off the rim, doesn't go. Lane violation, it wouldn't have counted anyway. So it'll go down as a miss. And with 2:32 to play in the first quarter, 7-4 our score. HTRS up by three over the homestanding Pawnee City Indians. You can listen. Ball is turned over on the baseline, stolen away by Gracie Schaefer. Schaefer brings it into forecourt. Schaefer on the right side gives it to L.A. Howe. Howe with the basketball to J.C. Leach at the free throw line. Leach holds the ball for just a moment, works to the right side of the lane, back up to L.A. Howe. Now Gracie Schaefer with the basketball to the right side. L.A. Howe looks for the cutter. Schaefer underneath, laying off the glass, up and good. Gracie Schaefer with her first field goal. She has 4 points, and it's 9-4 now, a 5-point lead for the HTRS Titans. Pawnee City with the basketball. Pass comes to the left wing. On the left side is Emily Lytle handling it. Back up top to Madison Lytle. Madison Lytle holds the ball. Comes around to Lytle on this near side. Now Bleka handles the ball on the right side. Down into Pierce. Pierce goes between defenders. Back to Bleka. Kara Pierce can't get a look. Navia Bleka with the ball. Comes up top to Lytle. Bleka with a long three from the right elbow that doesn't go. Sadie Hardesty pulls down the rebound for HTRS. Hardesty with the basketball across the timeline at the top of the circle. Hands the ball over to L.A. Howe. Howe's looking on the baseline underneath. Wanted to go into Laramie Vladar with it, but the ball's deflected and knocked away by Madison Lytle. Here's L.A. Sharp back onto the floor. Gracie Schaefer leaves the game for the Titans. 1:10 to play. First quarter, 9-4. HTRS is up. Inbound pass. It goes into J.C. Leach. He puts a shot up in the paint, a whistle, a foul, and we'll have Leach going to the line where she'll be shooting two shots. Foul is going to be called on Cameron Ottersberg. On Ottersberg, her first personal. Team foul number 5 now on the Indians. J.C. Leach, her first attempt from the line, is up short off the front of the rim. She'll get another try. Here's Avery Deerberger back into the lineup once again. Deerberger checks in. She'll come in for Laramie Vladar. J.C. Leach ready for her second free throw attempt. She has 2 points on one field goal so far tonight. Leach's free throw is on the way. It's up. It's good. She got that one. She's 1 out of 2 from the line. Has 3 points now. And it's 10-4. HTRS up. 1:08 to play in the first quarter here in Pawnee City. Inbounding the pass into Lytle in backcourt. Emily Lytle on the dribble. Emily will dribble it across the timeline at the top of the key to the right side. Madison Lytle. Madison, baseline in the corner, gives to Bleka. Back up to Emily Lytle. Left wing now, Madeline Gatula in the lineup. Gatula handles the basketball. Madeline with her pass to the top, gives it to Kara Pierce. We got a foul called on HTRS. It's going to be on Avery Deerberger. On Avery, her second personal, team foul number 4. Kara Pierce will inbound it on the side, looking for Madeline Gatula in the corner. The ball is tipped away, goes out of bounds. Touch last by the Titans. It'll stay with Pawnee City, and now Pierce will inbound it on the side down in the corner. Kara Pierce to toss it in. Official giving him a chance to get set here and tie a shoe. Madeline Gatula had a shoe came untied. Waiting for the inbound. Inbound pass, it comes right back to Pierce, guarded by Deerberger. Pierce backs it out on the left elbow. Stolen away by Deerberger and then stolen right back by Emily Lytle. Emily Lytle across the timeline sets the offense. Left wing comes to Bleka. Bleka has a pass stolen away. Sadie Hardesty. Hardesty on the fast break. Tried to get it to Deerberger under the basket. They clear it out to Sharp for a long two from the corner. Up and good. Ellie Sharp with her first bucket of the night. Ellie Sharp has 4 points now on a pair of free throws and that basket. Here's Kara Pierce for a fast break lay-in that doesn't drop. J.C. Leach is there to gather in the rebound. 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Down it comes under the bucket. Baseline left side. L.A. Howe with a put back up and good at the buzzer. The basket counts for L.A. Howe. She got one to fall at the buzzer after one quarter. 14-4 our score. HTRS up by 10. We're back in 1 minute on KTMC.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agents at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back to Pawnee City. After one quarter, the HTRS Titans are leading the Pawnee City Indians 14-4, our first quarter score. We're ready to move into second period action. Titans will have the basketball on the first possession. Inbound the ball, they bring it into Ellie Sharp. Her pass comes into forecourt to the left elbow. Gracie Schaefer, top of the key. Laramie Glidar handles the ball. Schaefer gets a pass underneath baseline right side. Turnaround shot up and good for Gracie Schaefer. Schaefer with 6 points now for the Titans. It's 16-4. Titans on top. Mallory Branny into forecourt to Kara Pierce. Pass is just a little bit wide of the mark. Went up into the stands. Pierce couldn't get to it. It was pretty close to Glenn Kettleck up in the corner. He was in the third row and the ball came up to him. 7:32 to go here in Pawnee City, 16-4. Titans with the lead. Glidar, cross-court pass to Ellie Sharp. Sharp dribbles into the corner on the baseline left side. Has the ball taken away by Kara Pierce. Pierce on the fast break. Ellie Howe there with her. Pierce with a lay-in. Up off the glass, it doesn't go. J.C. Leach is there with the rebound. Leach with the outlet pass, gives it to Sharp. She'll come and set the offense to the end of forecourt to Laramie Glidar. Timeout taken HTRS, 7:04 to play here in the first half. 16-4, HTRS on top. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula back with you here at Pawnee City High School. Aaron Wisdom, our producer-engineer at the KTNC studios back in Falls City. John Nixon is on the air right now on Sunny 101.3. He's in Auburn with the Sacred Heart Irish girls and boys taking on the Auburn Bulldogs. And well, it'll be a couple of good matchups. That's what's going on over on Sunny 101.3. All right, back to live action here in Pawnee City. HTRS with the basketball. They'll set their offense with Ellie Sharp at the top of the free throw circle. Sharp goes to the right side to Glidar. Off to J.C. Leach on the left side of the lane. Leach holds the ball above her head, steps into the lane, flips it out to Ellie Sharp to the right elbow. Long two is up and off, no good. Rebound to Ottersberg on the baseline for Pawnee City. Ottersberg with the outlet pass. Gives it up to Mallory Brannick, and Brannick will bring it to the top of the key and puts up a three. Comes up just short of the rim. It'll go out of bounds and belong to HTRS. Brannick had an open look there from the top of the circle and came up just short of the rim. Julie Pierce coaching the Lady Indians tonight in the absence of Keely Enswinger and Tim Cluck. There's a shot from J.C. Leach. It's up and off the rim and doesn't go. And the rebound pulled down by Pawnee City. In a hurry, down court with the basketball comes Emily Lytle. Picks up her dribble, gives up to Kara Pierce at the top of the circle. To Madison Lytle now on the left wing. Emily Lytle holds the ball, right elbow, left-handed dribble, brings it to the free throw line. She's in the circle, back up to Pierce. Pierce has to chase it down and save it from the over and back. Kara Pierce gets the ball back. Man-to-man defense here by HTRS. There's a lob pass. They were looking for Brannick. Kara Pierce tried to get it to Brannick. The pass was a little too tall, and it goes out of bounds on the baseline. And it'll be a turnover back to the Titans. Here comes Sharp down court for HTRS against the man-to-man defense. Her pass goes to Gladar. Laramie Gladar tried to lob it in. Stolen away under there. Good job defensively. I think Ottersburg got it. Long down court pass. They're looking for Ottersburg under the basket. She saved it from going out of bounds, but stepped on the baseline in the process. So the basketball will go back to the Titans. Again, off the bench and checking in for HTRS is Avery Deerberger. Deerberger comes in. Laramie Gladar will take a breather. 5:36 to go here in this first half. 16-4, a substantial lead for the Titans early in the ballgame. On the left elbow, Gracie Schaefer holds it a long time. Now comes to the right side, Sharp. Around the horn, Deerberger feeds to Sharp underneath. Sharp with a lay-in off the glass. Nope. And the rebound down to Pawnee City's Emily Lytle. Emily will bring the ball up court against the man-to-man defense. Picked up by Deerberger on defense. Lytle comes to Kara Pierce on the left wing. Pierce guarded, has the ball tipped away from her. Stolen by Gracie Schaefer. Schaefer down court just decides to hold things up. Goes into Ellie Howe underneath the basket. A cross-court pass. Sharp with an open look. Three. Got it. Ellie Sharp nails a three from over on the left wing and put it in for a three. She's got seven in the ballgame now. 19-4, a 15-point lead. Biggest lead of the ballgame now for the Titans. Handling the ball is Madison Lytle. She flips a little wide pass all the way across court. Skip pass to Kara Pierce. Pierce backs out between the rings to the near side to Madison Lytle. Left-handed dribble into the corner left side goes Lytle. Clears it back up top to Brannick. Brannick for three. Banks off the glass. Doesn't go. Rebound Ellie Sharp for the Titans. Sharp long down court pass to Ellie Howe. Here's Deerberger for three. Left wing. In and out of there. Rebound J.C. Leach fighting on the baseline for that rebound with Ottersburg. Leach and Ottersburg have a jump ball called. Held ball possession. Arrow favors Pawnee City. And Enz will get the ball. Here's Kozel back into the lineup now for L.A. Howe. And in for Pawnee City comes Madeline Gatula. Madeline replacing Kara Pierce. Gatula, a 5'4 freshman. A lot of freshmen seeing varsity action. Here's a steal underneath. Stolen away by Avery Deerberger. And then she threw a pass down to Sharp. And a whistle and a foul is called. Foul on Madison Lytle. Lytle's second personal, team foul number 6. On the Indians. Lob pass up top. Deerberger for three. Top of the key. It's just short off the front of the rim. And the rebound comes down to Emily Lytle. Lytle with the basketball. Mallory Brannick down to Madeline Gatula in the corner. Left baseline. Gatula with the basketball. Skip pass across court. Oh, nice pass goes underneath. Ottersburg with a rebound. Tries for follow shot. Whistle and a foul is called. And we're going to have a foul called on the Titans. Foul is going to be on Hannah Kozel. Kozel picks up her first personal. She's a 5'6 sophomore. At the free throw line will be Cameron Ottersburg shooting two. The first one is up and good for Cameron. That's the first point in a while for Pawnee City. They've been stuck on four for the longest time. 19-5 now, 3:46 to go here in the first half. The 5'5 freshman, Cameron Ottersburg, with her second free throw. It's up and hits the back of the iron and won't drop four. But the rebound comes down to the Indians. Lytle, Madison Lytle, driving lay-in up and good for Madison Lytle. The 5'7 junior went right down the avenue, down the lane, and laid it off the glass for the layup. 19-7 your score. All the way underneath goes Sadie Hardesty. And she travels with the basketball. It'll be a turnover to give it back to Pawnee City. Clock shows 3:26 to play here now. In the first half, 19-7 your score. HTRS with the lead. Pawnee City's basketball. Down court comes Mallory Brannick to set it up. Brannick guarded by Sadie Hardesty in a man-to-man defense. Almost has it dribbled away from her. Brannick feeds it underneath in traffic. Lay-in shot up off the glass and good. Great job by Brannick. As she found Emily Lytle going down the lane, and Lytle gets the lay-in off the glass and got it to drop. On the other end, here's Laramie Glotter trying to go up with a shot that won't go. Ottersburg comes down with the rebound. Ottersburg outlet pass, gets it out to Madison Lytle. Ball is tipped away out of bounds. There's Ellie Sharp, Gracie Schaefer, and Ellie Howe back onto the floor for the Titans, coming in to replace Leach, Kozel, and Hardesty. They'll take a seat. 19-9, a 10-point lead right now for the Titans. with the basketball is Mallory Brannick. Brannick, has her pass tipped away and stolen by Gracie Schaefer. Schaefer was looking down court for a minute there, decided to just bring it down and set it up. There's the cutter all the way to the right side with it. Turnaround shot off, doesn't go. Rebound follow shot up and good by Ellie Howe. First shot was put up in the corner by Deerberger. Howe got the offensive rebound in the putback, makes it 21-9. Now Lytle with the ball. Madison Lytle up top. Mallory Branning for three off the glass. No. Rebound, Gracie Schaefer. 2-on-3. Fast break here. Schaefer takes it down for the lay-in. Doesn't get it. And with the rebound is Lytle. Madison Lytle. Long down court pass. Ottersberg wanted to go in for a lay-in. The ball is tipped away from Cameron. Knocked out of bounds by Gracie Schaefer. It'll stay with the Indians. Inbounding the ball, Madeline Gatula. Gatula will toss it in, left side of the basket. Gatula lobs the ball in, set, shot, no, doesn't take it. Back it comes into the corner, Ottersberg. She's in traffic, bounce pass to Gatula. Gatula to the right side. There's a shot put up and off by Mallory Brannick, and the rebound to Gracie Schaefer. Under 2 minutes to play here in the first half now, a minute 50 to go. There's a long pass across court with two tall for Shard over there. It goes out of bounds. It'll be a turnover, and the Indians will get the basketball back. Ottersberg will take a breather, and Via Fleca will check in to replace her. We have a timeout taken by Pawnee City with a minute 47 to go in the first half. 21-9, HTRS on top. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on KTMC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, we've got a halftime score from Auburn in girls basketball. At the half, the Sacred Heart Irish are leading the Auburn Bulldogs 20-6. That's your halftime score, Sacred Heart over Auburn 20-6 in girls varsity ball. That game being heard live right now over on Sunny 101.3. Here with a minute 47 to play in our first half, it's 21-9 HTRS with the lead over Pawnee City. It'll be the Indians basketball when play is resumed. Mallory Brannick is going to toss it in against full court pressure by the Titans. Brannick inbounds a pass, gets it into Madison Lytle, and Lytle brings it across the timeline. Lytle, left side to Brannick. Mallory Brannick holds the ball for a moment, works to the free throw line. Back over onto the right side to Bleka. Bleka gives it up to Emily Lytle. Emily Lytle picks up her dribble, goes to Madison Lytle, driving, laying up and off and no good. And a battle for the rebound underneath. The ball got away, out of bounds. It'll stay with HTRS. Titans basketball. Inbounding it is Ellie. They get it into Ellie Shart. Shart down court. Right side to Avery Deerberger. Long pass to Shart under the basket. Shot up, no. Rebound, follow shot, put back. Won't go down for Gladar. Try for tip in. Ellie Howe doesn't go. And a held ball was called. Possession arrow is going to stay with the Titans. In there for Pawnee City, Emily Lytle was battling after that defensive board. Sadie Hardesty will inbound it. She'll stand on the right side baseline to trigger it in under her own basket. Hardesty all the way into the corner. Down to Gracie Schaefer for a long, Ellie Shart rather, for a long three. That's Ellie's second three-pointer of the night. And Ellie's a double figure. She has 10 points in the ballgame for the Titans. It's 24-9. There's a nice feed into traffic to Brannick, and the shot is up and good by Mallory Brannick. A little right-handed hook shot in the paint. Makes it 24-11. That was a nice move to the basket by Mallory Brannick there for Pawnee City. Here come the Titans. L.A. Howe holds the ball. Beats it into the corner looking for Shart. The ball tipped away from Shart out of bounds. Touch last by L.A. Pawnee City will get the ball back with 34 seconds to play here in the first half. 24-11 our score. 34 seconds to play first half. Pawnee City's basketball. This is Madison Lytle down court. Looks into the paint for Brannick. Brannick is going to go with a shot over Ellie Howe. Howe blocked the shot. Rebound brought down by Sadie Hardesty. Hardesty starts down court with the ball, 17 seconds to play. Hardesty into forecourt, top of the key, short. Right side, Avery Deerberger, 10-foot set shot, up and off, no good. Tipped around, out of bounds. Laramie Gladar down there battling after that ball, and it gets tipped out of bounds. She was battling, I think, with Gatula. 8 seconds to go here. Pawnee City's basketball. Brannick will inbound it. Down court, long down court pass. Gets it into forecourt. Comes to Blecka with the ball. Blecka tries to put a pass underneath, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called, I think, on Sadie Hardesty. Yes, a foul on Hardesty. That will be her first personal, team foul number 6. Well, maybe it's the 7th. It says 6 on the board. I've only got 6, but we're at the line shooting free throws. Well, it's a two-shot situation. First one is up and off. No good for Blecka. Must have been a shooting foul. I didn't see that. I definitely was not 1-1. Blecka, ready for her second free throw attempt. The left-handed shot is up. This one is off. Doesn't go. It's a three-shot situation. She'll have a third attempt coming here after missing the first two. 4.9 seconds to play in the quarter. Third shot for Blecka. This one is on the way, and it's off also. Rebound, HTRS. Long down court pass. No chance for the shot at the half. The HTRS Titans are leading the Pawnee City Indians. Our halftime score, HTRS 24 and Pawnee City 11. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back with a halftime scoring recap. That's what's coming up after this 2-minute break on KTNC.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
Harmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Harmon City Supply, we take good care of you.
Harmon City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
One of the best tickets in town will always be activities at our local schools. Athletic events, concerts, and plays. You can always count on an enjoyable time. Our children are the future. Let's give them all the encouragement that we can. Go to a game, hear a concert, see a play. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank in Paul City.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Fall City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back inside Pawnee City High School. It's halftime. The HTRS Titan girls leading the Pawnee City Indians 24-11, our halftime score. Individual scoring, first of all, for the Indians. Emily Lytle has 4 on a pair of field goals. Mallory Brannick also with 4 points. Madison Lytle has 2. And Cameron Ottersberg has a single point at the free throw line. From the charity stripe, Pawnee City went 1 out of 5 from the free throw line. They have 11 points. For the HTRS Titans, a big half for Ellie Sharp. She leads the way in double figures. She has 10 points. She had a pair of trays, a deuce, and hit 2 for 2 from the free throw line for her total of 10. Gracie Schaefer with 6 points at the half. Alyssa Howe has 4. J.C. Leach with 3. And Laramie Gladar added 1. From the free throw line, HTRS went 6 out of 10 from the charity stripe. Again, they have 24 points. Our halftime score, 24-11, HTRS leading Pawnee City. Again, the swing update from Auburn over on Sunday 101.3. At halftime, the Sacred Heart girls are leading Auburn 20-6 at the half. That game being heard on Sunday 101.3. Halftime here, 24-11. After this game, we'll have boys varsity basketball coming up. Lots more coming your way. Right now, we're going to take a two-minute timeout, and then Aaron Wisdom, our producer engineer, is going to update you with our latest local weather, followed by another two-minute break, and then we'll be back with the third quarter of high school action. That's all coming up. You're listening to the Pawnee City Indians and the HTRS Titan Girls on KTNC.
Here's a testimonial from our Sunny 101.3 morning DJ about our new doctor at CMC.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. I just had my right knee replaced by Community Medical Center in Fall City's new orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Strike. I just want to say what a great experience it was and how great Dr. Strike and his staff were, and also Community Medical Center in Fall City.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it and you'll agree. Ben's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders to quarters and sides of Ben's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Ben's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is having a land auction selling the Fern Keithley Farm and John Huber Farm on Saturday, February 5th at 10 a.m. at the Fall City Elks Club. To be auctioned off are two tracks. Track 1, located north of Fall City, is 160 acres with 156 certified crop acres. Track 2, located just east of Fall City, with 117 acres, 99 certified crop acres. The land auction of the Fern Keithley and John Huber Farms will be Saturday, February 5th, 10 a.m. at the Fall City Elks Club, conducted by Poppy Realty and Farm Management.
What is fast? Race car? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
This is your good time only station, KTNC Fall City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller. Cloudy and blustery tonight. Temperatures fall back into the mid-teens with winds out of the north at 15 to 30 miles an hour. Wednesday looks mainly cloudy with high temperatures in the lower 20s and northerly winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour, occasionally gusting up to 30. It's going to keep the wind chill in the single digits for much of the day. Partly cloudy Wednesday night with a low temperature of 2 degrees. Thursday, lots of sun with high temperatures reaching the upper teens. Friday, sunny, highs in the low 30s. Saturday, lots of sun with high temperatures reaching the mid-30s. On Sunday, we'll see plenty of sunshine with high temperatures recovering into the mid-40s. And Monday looks mainly sunny as well with high temperatures reaching the mid-40s. Tuesday, look for a blend of clouds and sunshine with high temperatures topping out in the mid-40s. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, it's 47.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson.
You always dreamed about owning your first house, or car, or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance and Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back inside Pawnee City High School. Randy Gatula with you tonight. High school basketball, the HTRS Titans, the Pawnee City Indians. We're at halftime of the girls' game. HTRS up 24-11. Following this, we'll have the boys' varsity contest. Thursday night, here on KTNC, I will be traveling to Conestoga High School with the Falls City Tigers. They'll be facing off with the Conestoga Cougars. I haven't been up to Murray Conestoga probably for 15 or 20 years since we've done a game there. Of course, that's part of the ECNC conference now that Falls City's involved in. That'll be a girl-boy doubleheader Thursday night around 6 o'clock for the girls' game. Also Thursday night, Johnson County Central will travel to Humboldt to face HTRS. John Nixon will have the call of that doubleheader on Sunny 101.3. Then on Saturday afternoon, I will be in Tecumseh, Johnson County Central, hosting the Falls City Tigers. A girl-boy doubleheader with the girls' varsity game scheduled for a 4:30 tip-off this coming Saturday afternoon. We hope you'll join us for those games later this week. We're back to live action here in the third quarter. Pawnee City with the basketball to start the second half. Randy tries to dribble inside the paint. Laramie Gladar steals the basketball away and gets the outlet pass to L.A. Sharp. Down to Gracie Schaefer. Bounce pass inside J.C. Leach. Shot is up. Follow shot up by Leach. Put back is up and good. J.C. Leach has 5 points. She gets the first basket of the second half. It's 26-11. Titans on top. With the ball is Emily Lytle to Madison Lytle. Down into Pierce. Kara Pierce in traffic. Back to Lytle in the corner. Madison Lytle. Lytle in the paint. Ball tipped away. She got the rebound back. Flips it out on the right side to Brannick for a long set shot that won't go. And the rebound is pulled down by Allie Howe. Allie Howe gives up to Ellie Sharp. To Gracie Schaefer in the corner. Underneath J.C. Leach. Off the glass. Oh, couldn't get that one. Rebound pulled down for Pawnee City by Emily Lytle. Emily will bring the ball down court herself for the Indians. Takes it to the right side of the lane, top of the circle. Here's Brannick with a long three that hits the iron and doesn't go, and J.C. Leach pulls down the defensive board for the Titans. Leach outlet pass to Sharp, down court. Laramie Gladar on the left wing, around the horn to the right side. Gracie Schaefer, a long three, off the glass, up and good. Gracie Schaefer puts the three in there on the bank shot from out on the right corner. Hit the glass and put it right in the hole, 29-11. HTRS up, 6:25 to go here in the third quarter. There's a nice move by Pierce in traffic. We got her shot blocked. Rebound is pulled down. Up top of the key, it comes back to Pierce. Lobbing it into traffic. She was looking for Madison Lytle under there, and the ball got away from Madison out of bounds. It'll be a turnover back to the Titans. Coach Julie Pierce filling in for Keelan Ensminger tonight here. Both Keelan and the assistant, Tim Cluck, are out with illness tonight, not able to be with us. So Julie Pierce up pacing the sideline here for the Indians. Pass goes into the corner, right side, into Ellie Howe in the paint. Howe tried to put a little reverse move. Shot is up and off, doesn't go, but a whistle and a foul call. Think on Madison Lytle. Madison picked up two very early fouls, only about 4 minutes into things here, and she just picked up her third one now, with 5:58 to go in the third quarter. At the free throw line is Ellie Howe. She'll be shooting two shots here. Howe's first shot is up, and it comes up short. She'll get another try. She has 4 points tonight. This was her first attempt from the line. Sadie Hardesty back into the lineup. Also, Avery Deerberger checking in. Sitting out will be Schaefer and Gladar to take a breather. Alyssa Howe, Ellie Howe, second free throw is up. This one is hits the back of the iron. Rebound, J.C. Leach. Follow shot doesn't go. Rebound fought for underneath. And a held ball is called. Possession arrow stays with the Titans. Here's Hannah Kozel back in the lineup, replacing Ellie Howe. Kozel checks in. Sadie Hardesty to trigger it in. She just came off the bench. She stands in the corner on the left side of her own backboard. Comes in to Avery Deerberger. Long three, Deerberger off the rim. Rebound, J.C. Leach. Leach goes up with a follow shot. It's short. Kozier with a rebound. Her follow shot is up and off. Leach with a follow shot. It won't go. And boy, the Titans can't get the ball in the hole. They had 4 or 5 point-blank range shots and couldn't get it down. Whistle on the foul is called on Cameron Ottersberg. On Ottersberg, her second personal at the free throw line will be J.C. Leach. Leach has made 1 out of 2 from the line tonight. She has 5 points in the ballgame. Looking to the basket is Leach. Free throw is up and rolls around and around, and that's one of those 720-degree baskets where it went completely around the circle twice before it finally found its way down into the hole, and Leach gets the free throw. In the scorebook, it looks just as good as a swish. Second shot for J.C. Leach from the charity stripe. Shot is launched. It's up, and it rolls around. This one comes out of there, and the rebound pulled down for Pawnee City by Mallory Branning. Branning will bring the ball down court herself. Takes it out onto the right elbow. Has it tipped away by Kozier. Kozier touched it last. It'll stay with Pawnee City. Branning will inbound it. I'll check it out. Inbound the ball will be Blecka. She'll toss it in right in front of the Pawnee City bench. Blecka, bounce pass in, is stolen away. And then stolen right back for a moment there. Deerberger had the ball, but then it's stolen back, and now jump ball is called. Blecka got the steal for Pawnee City. Possession arrow stays with the Indians. Navia Blecka, 5'3 freshman, will inbound the ball. Blecka. Pass to her, and now, okay, gets it into Pierce at the top of the circle. Here goes Pierce, Kara Pierce, down into the corner. Pass up top, and that's going to be an over and back as soon as she catches it. Grabbing it is Blecka, but over and back is the call. Titans will have the ball at midcourt. 5 minutes, 19 seconds to play. Third quarter here in Pawnee City. 32-11, your score. Titans with the lead over the Lady Indians. Allie Short with the basketball to the left wing to Avery Deerberger. Deerberger holds the ball on the elbow. Top of the key, it comes to Leach. Leach thought about a three there for a minute. Now she penetrates into the paint. Flips it to Deerberger in the corner right side. Out to Hardesty. Hardesty's jump shot right side from the corner. Just off the rim, doesn't go. Rebound over to Allie Short. Her shot is up and good. Kozel with the assist. Nice job by Kozel to find Allie Short on the left side of the basket. Ellie's in double figures with 12 points now. In goes Brannick, has the ball taken away by Kozel. She gets the ball on the baseline. Then she'll be fouled down here by the Indians. Wait for the official to come to the table here to indicate the foul is going to be called on Mallory Brannick. On Mallory, her third personal, so she's got three, and Madison Lytle has three. Gracie Schaefer comes in now, replacing Ellie Short. Deerberger, Howe, Gladar, Schaefer, and Hardesty on the floor now for the Titans. Deerberger to the left side of the lane. Flop pass inside. Got it to the right side. Shot is up. Gladar couldn't get it. Tipped around by L.A. Howe. Coming out there with a rebound. Good effort by Emily Lytle. Lytle has the ball stolen by Hardesty. Hardesty for a driving way in off the glass. Up and good. Sadie Hardesty, who will be our birthday girl tomorrow, gets her first basket this evening. Makes it 34-11. Hardesty with a nice steal and a breakaway for the layup. Mallory Brannick, bounce pass right side to Lytle. Back to Brannick for three, right side, back iron, no. Rebound, follow shot, put back, up and good. Getting the put back was Emily Lytle on the baseline. Emily with 6 points now. 34-13 your score. Sadie Hardesty, left side. Deerberger, lob pass underneath Gladar. Gladar's left-handed shot up and off doesn't go. The ball goes out of bounds off the Titans. It'll be Pawnee City's basketball. Kara Pierce will inbound it. Pierce, a 5'3 freshman. A lot of young girls here. Pawnee City, the future looks bright. You've got a lot of young girls getting a lot of playing time here for the Indians. Not a lot of numbers. I think I was looking. There's 6, I believe, or maybe even 7. Freshman in this varsity roster here, at least 6 for sure. A lot of young girls getting a lot of experience and a lot of playing time for the Indians. Titans with the basketball in backcourt. They come down court across the timeline. This is Gracie Schaefer. Gets it in the paint. A little floater trying to put up a shot was Avery Deerberger. Avery's going to be fouled. HTRS has got some young girls, a lot of sophomores seeing action. Emily Lytle is going to be called for the personal here, her first personal foul, team foul number 4 on the Indians. Puts Avery Deerberger to the line. She's a 5'8 sophomore. Avery has not scored tonight. Here she'll be shooting 2 shots for the Titans. Deerberger's first shot is up and off the rim. Rimmed it off, no good. Another attempt coming. Now in for the Titans comes Jalen Bowling. Bowling in for Gracie Schaefer. Bowling, a 5'8 junior, making her first appearance in the ballgame tonight. Deerberger ready for her second free throw attempt. Avery looks to the basket, launches her shot. It's up. This one is good. Deerberger's in the scorebook, her first point of the night. 35-13 your score. In a hurry comes Emily Lytle down court to the right side of the lane. Emily feeds it underneath. Left side to Ottersberg. The bounce pass went high in the air. Ottersberg not able to get a handle on it, and it gets away out of bounds. It'll belong to the Titans. Down court pass comes to Deerberger. Deerberger, left side of the lane, picks up her dribble. She's trying to put a pass across to Bowling. Jalen Bowling. The ball is deflected away by Pierce. Bowling has to chase it under the bleachers over on the south side of the floor here. He retrieves the basketball and brings it out. It'll be Titans basketball. In for Pawnee City, Madison Lytle back into the lineup. Also now checking in is Madeline Gatula. 5'1 freshman is Gatula into the ballgame. 35-13. I know what you're thinking. Is she relation? Yeah, has to be if her name is Gatula, but distant relation. 3:04 to go. Madeline Gatula with the basketball to the left elbow. Gets it out to Brannick for 3. Off, no good. Gatula with the rebound under the basket. At 5-1, Madeline Gatula got the rebound. And the pass comes out to Lytle. Turnaround jump shot. Madison Lytle in the paint. Got her own rebound. Wants to go with a follow shot. Brannick had the ball. Whistle on a foul. As everybody was chasing after the ball, the foul is going to be on Avery Deerberger. Deerberger picks up her third personal. Team foul number 1 of the half. Now in for HTRS, Larissa Goings in the lineup. Goings, a 6'3" senior, making her first appearance in tonight's ballgame. Goings, a senior at 6'3". Lob pass to Brannick. Brannick's shot is up and good. Nice move there by Mallory Brannick. She has 6 points now inside the paint. Brannick got a little 5-foot jumper to go. This is Bowling down court for the Titans. Bowling to the left side to Hardesty. Hardesty across court to Deerberger. Deerberger all the way in, driving right side, laying up, off no good. Rebound, follow shot, put back Gladar. Put back shot again, Gladar. Put back shot again, Gladar. 3 tries by Laramie Gladar, could not get it to fall. You had Deerberger's lay-in and then 3 putbacks by Gladar, and they came away without a point. And no foul called either. The ball finally went out of bounds and belonged to the Titans. Inbounding it is Hardesty. Hardesty lobs it in to Goings. Her shot, pass, whatever, went out of bounds on the baseline underneath. It was chased after by Gladar, and it'll be Pawnee City's basketball. 35-15 your score. 2 minutes, 11 seconds to go in the third quarter. Down court on the dribble comes Madison Lytle all the way for the driving lay-in. Off the glass, doesn't go. Rebound Gladar. Gladar comes up with the basketball. She'll bring it down court and set things here for the Titans. Off to Sadie Hardesty. Lob pass into Goings. Larissa Goings. Nice pass from Hardesty. Shot is up and good. Larissa Goings with her first 2 points in the ballgame. Hardesty found 6'3" Larissa Goings waiting under the basket and lobbed the pass into her. Got a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Titans. Foul is going to be on Avery Deerberger. On Deerberger, her 4th personal. Now into the ballgame comes Michaela Flynn. Flynn, a 5'6 senior, making her first appearance in the game tonight. Flynn checks into the ballgame. Sitting out will be Laramie Gladar. Inbound the pass. Lob pass underneath Goings. Uses that 6'3" frame to reach up and tip the lob pass away from the intended recipient. They were trying to put it into Madison Lytle into the basket. Kara Pierce will inbound it. Lob pass goes in. Jump shot up Branny. Rebound Goings, tips it around, loose ball, grab it out of there is Flynn. Flynn is double teamed, needs help, bounce pass, gets it out to Bowling, and Jalen Bowling will bring the ball down court. Flynn did a good job there of getting out of that double team. Bowling picks up her dribble, goes to Sadie Hardesty. Hardesty into the corner, Bowling right side. Lob pass into Flynn, she moves to the bucket, shot is up and off, no. battle underneath and a whistle and a foul, and that may be on Deerberger, and if it is, on Avery Deerberger, that is her fifth personal, and she will foul out of the ballgame. And checking in to replace her will be checking in will be Hannah Kozel, 5'6 sophomore. Pawnee City will have the basketball. A minute 15 to play here in the third period. 37-15. Getting set to check into the lineup is Libby Standiford. Libby's going to get into the game. Here's a driving baseline lay-in up all for Brannick. Rebound Flynn. Flynn with the outlet pass to Bowling. Michaela Flynn got the rebound, and Bowling will bring it down court. Into the corner. Turnaround shot up and off. No good. Put up by Goings. Larissa Goings couldn't get it to drop. All the way down for a driving layup. Goings is there for the rebound. Got off of her fingertips. Goes out of bounds. Now Libby Standiford into the lineup. 5'1 junior. Standiford checks in, replacing Sadie Hardesty. Libby Standiford had a nice feature on both Channel 10 and Channel 8 a couple of weeks ago. Little feature of a basket that she made against the Sacred Heart Irish. It took a lot of teamwork from both teams for Libby. Right side set shot in the corner for three. Up and off, no good by Brandy. The rebound comes down to Kozel, and Kozel will bring it down court. Kozel gives it up top to the top of the key. Down to Standiford in the corner. She loses a handle on it. The ball gets away out of bounds. It'll be a turnover and give it back to Pawnee City. 26 seconds to go here in the third quarter, 37-15. HTRS with the lead. The inbound pass comes into Madison Lytle. Lytle takes it all the way in against Goings, into the corner right side with it. Lytle, bounce pass top of the key. Brannick for three, back of the iron, no. Tipped around in the corner, fighting for it. Gatula comes up with it. Outlet pass to Pierce. Pierce goes up with a jump shot. Partially blocked, out of bounds, touched last by the Titans. It'll be Pawnee City's basketball. Inbounding it will be Kara Pierce to toss it in. Pierce has to hurry, lobs underneath. Brannick goes up with a shot. She'll be fouled as Mallory Brannick tries to shoot the basketball. The foul's going to be called on the Titans. Foul's going to be on Michaela Flynn. On Flynn, her first personal. Team foul number four of the half on the Titans. At the free throw line, Mallory Brannick shooting two shots for the Indians. First one is up. Rims are off. Wouldn't go. She'll get another try. Mallory has 6 points on three field goals. That was her first free throw attempt of the night. Mallory Brannick's second free throw is on the way. It's up, and this one rims off also. Rebound Flynn. Flynn with the outlet pass to Kozel. She has the ball stolen away by Lytle. And no shot at the buzzer. After three quarters, our score, HTRS 37 and Pawnee City 15. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, it looks like the Sacred Heart Irish girls are having a good outing tonight at Auburn. After three quarters, they're leading the Auburn Bulldogs 34-12. John Nixon checked in and reported that to us. He, of course, has live coverage of those games over on Sunny 101.3. Here after three quarters, it's 37-15. ACRS with the lead. Titans with the basketball. We move into fourth quarter action. J.C. Leach on the baseline right side. Shot is up and good. J.C. Leach gets the first bucket of the quarter. And let's see, she's now with 8 points in the game for the Titans. Here's a long three by Brannick on the left elbow that won't go. J.C. Leach fights with the actually was fighting with Laramie Gladon for the rebound, and Leach comes up with it. Off it. Inside it goes. Allie Howe with a spin move. Turnaround shot up and off. Doesn't get it. Rebound to Mallory Brannick. Brannick down court with a basketball. Lob pass underneath baseline left side. Ottersberg shot up off the glass. Up and good. Nice shot by Cameron Ottersberg. She's got 3 points, so she got the jumper. A bank shot from the left side of the lane. Here's Gladar giving up to Allie Howe with the ball. 39-17, HTRS doesn't have to be in any hurry here. Here's a long three by Ellie Short, up and good. Ellie Short's having a good night. She's got 15 points in the ballgame now for the Titans. Driving lay-in at the other end, up and good, by Mallory Branny. Branny with 8 points for the Indians. Mallory Branny got the driving lay-in. Now Laramie Gladar, lob pass into Leach. Leach in double-team traffic, shot is up and got it. Leach does a good job of using her size. She's 5'10 down there. JC just moves toward the hoop, and she's pretty hard to stop, to be honest. She's got 8 points. Check that. She's got 10 points now. JC Leach in double figures. Jump shot at the other end for the Indians. Up and off doesn't go. Rebound Titans. Down court they come with it. Gladar into the corner. Short into Leach. Here she goes again. Off the glass. Up and good. JC Leach makes it look easy sometimes down there. 12 points now for J.C. It's 46-19. 6 minutes to play. A long three up and off. Won't go down for Branning. Host of substitutions. Hardesty, Flynn, Bowling, Kozo all up off the bench getting ready to come in here for the Titans. Allie Howe moves to the basket. Leach with a rebound. Follow shot up and good. J.C. Leach pouring them in here at the end all at once. She's got four baskets in the first 2.5 minutes of this quarter. J.C. Leach with 8 quick points. Bonnie City with the ball in traffic. Turnaround shot. Brady, nope. Rebound underneath Howe. Outlet pass, Short. Short down court with the ball. Holds things up. We've got a timeout taken and a host of subs coming in. Goings into the ballgame. Hardesty checks in. Michaela Flynn into the ballgame. Hannah Kozol into the game. And Jalen Bowling all off the bench now. For the Titans, with 5:25 to go in the ballgame, 48-19 is our score. Sadie Hardesty to inbound it. Hardesty, lob pass, goes into Michaela Flynn with the basketball. Flynn, lob pass to Goings under the basket. Shot is up and good. Give the assist to Michaela Flynn. The basket to Larissa Goings. Flynn lobbed that one down there and found the big girl waiting under the basket. Here's a reach-in foul is going to be called on the right side of the lane on Michaela Flynn. On Flynn, that will be her second personal. Team foul number 6, that is, on the Titans. Kara Pierce to inbound it for the Indians under the basket to the right side. Left side jump shot, right side of the lane. Up and good, and hitting that jumper from the right side is Mallory Branny. She now has 10 points in the ballgame. And it's 50-21 with just under 5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Michaela Flynn. Lob pass in again to Goings. Shot is up. Goings couldn't get that one. Good defense underneath by the Indians. Rebound brought down by Emily Lytle. Outlet pass to Madison Lytle. She takes it coast to coast under the basket. Back to Lytle at the free throw line. Branny comes up top to Lytle. Underneath, driving, lay in up and good. Nice move to the bucket by Madison Lytle. Her second bucket of the night. She's got 4 points. And it's 50-23 with 4:25 to go in the game. This is Sadie Hardesty with the basketball to Bowling. Jalen Bowling up to Hardesty for three. She got it. Oh, no, check that. That three-pointer was hit by Michaela Flynn, and she looked surprised by that one. She threw her arms up to signal I made that, looked to the bench immediately. Michaela Flynn, needless to say, very pleased with that three-pointer. There's a three-point shot on the way up. Off and doesn't go. Put up by Mallory Branny. And here come the Titans. Right about now, Michaela Flynn is fired up. She's got the basketball at the free throw line. That three-pointer got her excited. Over the right side, Bowling has to save her from going out of bounds in the corner. Lob into Goings. Shot off a glass up and good once again for Larissa Goings. I'll say one thing. These subs come in for HTRS. They're ready to go. They're getting the ball to Goings, doing a good job working it into the big girl, pulling up and hitting a three like they did a minute ago for Michaela Flynn. There's a driving lay-in up by Pierce. It doesn't go. Goings with the rebound. Larissa Goings, a 6'3 senior, making the most of her playing minutes here. She's already got 6 points. Hardesty tried to go into Goings. 3 second violation is going to be the call on the Titans. Madeline Gatula back into the lineup for Pawnee City, as is Navia Bleka. Bleka and Gatula on the floor. Gatula inbounds the pass, tosses it to Mallory Brannick with 3 minutes to go in the game. 55-23, HTRS with the lead. Boys varsity basketball coming up after this one. Here's a pass, goes into the corner. Bowling knocked it away down there. Knocked it away from Bleka, or from rather Brannick, and it goes out of bounds. Brannick will inbound it in the corner. Lobs it up to Lytle. Madison Lytle, she'll be called for a double dribble. Goings was out there harassing her on defense. Another substitute in now for HTRS. Let's see. Checking in for the Titans is Alyssa Askren. She's a freshman. Askren in the ballgame. So Alyssa Askren checks into the contest. On the right side goes Bowling into Goings. Shot is up and good. Alyssa Goings is making that look pretty easy down there. She's 6'3" after all. She's got 8 points here, six of them in this fourth quarter. Pawnee City's basketball. Lytle goes to Gatula in the corner. And they end up going out of bounds. Gatula down there battling with Askren for the ball. They say Gatula stepped on the line, so the ball goes to the Titans. Timeout taken, Pawnee City. 2:26 to go in the contest, 57-23. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to high school basketball on KTNC.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Pawnee City High School. 2:26 left to go in the ball game. 57-23, the Titans with the lead over the Pawnee City Indians. Timeout on the floor right now. We invite you to stay tuned for our post-game wrap-up show. We'll take a two-minute break at the end of the game, and then I'll be back with the KTNC halftime scoring recap. We'll update you with all the individual numbers, let you know how your favorite player did in tonight's ball game. And then that'll be followed by the boys varsity contest. That's what's coming up next later this evening here on KTNC. Another fun evening of high school basketball keeps those January nights occupied. Lots of high school basketball both here on KTNC and on Sunny 101.3. John Nixon, as we mentioned, is in Auburn tonight. The Sacred Heart girls with a big lead right now over the Lady Bulldogs of Auburn on Sunny 101.3. We're back to live action here into forecourt. With the dribble is Bleka, up to Goings at the top of the key. Larissa Goings lost a handle on it, grabbed up by Flynn. Michaela Flynn, who hit the three a minute ago from the top of the circle, she's got to be thinking about that again. Wild pass into Goings, she backs it under the glass, shot is up, no, rebound, follow shot, put back up and good. Larissa Goings is in double figures. She has 10 points in the ballgame, 8 of them coming here in the fourth quarter. Under 2 minutes to go now, minute 53 to play. In this fourth period, Pawnee City's basketball. Emily Lytle to Madeline Gatula. Gatula lobs it in. Now Gatula with a jump shot, put it up over Goings. That was a brave thing to do at 5'1", but she got the shot off. It didn't drop. Rebound comes down to Jalen Bowling. To the right side with it, handling the basketball, Hannah Kozel. There's a long three, top of the key. Bowling doesn't go. A minute 25 to go. Pawnee City's basketball. Lytle down court with it. Madison Lytle handles the ball. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on, well, I'm going to have to wait until they post it here, I think, on Bleka. Waiting to see what they're going to, no, check that, the foul is on Kozel, her second personal. It'll be Pawnee City's basketball. Should be 1-1. Yes, it is. They're going to send Madison Lytle. That's what had me confused for a minute, because I knew if that was if that was an HTRS foul, that was seven, and we'd be shooting, and they were going to play it in. All right, Lytle at the line. Madison Lytle shooting 1-1. Free throw is up and good. Lytle now has 5 points in the game. Again, stay with us for our post-game show and the individual scoring recap for all the girls. Madison Lytle ready for her second attempt. This one is up, and it is off the back of the iron. The rebound comes down to Flynn. Flynn is double-teamed. She got rid of it, got the outlet pass out. A minute 10 to go in the ball game. All the way in, ball dribbled away and stolen back by Lytle. Madison Lytle with the basketball. Wants to take it down coast-to-coast, now backs it out. Gives it up to Blackett. Blackett lost a handle on it. It'll be over and back, and the ball will go back once again to Pawnee City. Libby Standiford in the lineup now for the Titans. Standiford on the floor, Askren on the floor, along with Kojal and Flynn. Ball is going to belong to the Titans with a minute one to play in the ball game. Inbounding the ball on the far side, the Titans get it into Standiford. Her shot is up just short off the front of the rim. Pawnee City with the rebound. They'll push it down the other direction. Emily Lytle, right side, shot off the glass, no. Madeline Gatula, follow shot off the rim. It wouldn't go. Set shot, left side up and good. Putting that one down was Madison Lytle. Madison Lytle now has 7 points. 38 seconds to go. Libby Standiford down court with the basketball. Standiford with a set shot that doesn't go. Rebound Pawnee City. Coming the other way again is Emily Lytle. Has the ball tipped away, knocked out of bounds. Oh, some kids threw popcorn on the floor. And we have to stop the game. A whole bag of popcorn is thrown onto the floor. Not sure just how that transpired. I don't think it was anything intentional, because there are some awfully embarrassed young men across the way sitting there at the moment. So we have to stop the game for a minute. We've got popcorn everywhere. All of this happening with 28 seconds to go. There's popcorn all the way out as far as midcourt. And I'm not just sure. We've got a couple of the Pawnee City teachers over here talking with the kids. These are some youngsters, young men here who, again, I don't think this was anything intentional. Although you do have to wonder how the popcorn got all the way out to midcourt. A lot of the students, to their credit, are out helping clean it up. Players are out cleaning it up. And we may have some water involved in this also, because they're using a towel now to mop up some moisture. Again, I'm going to give the young men the benefit of the doubt that this was an accident here. It could be somebody just stumbled. I just don't see that group of young men as the way they're sitting there, and from their body language, I don't think there was anything intentional, and I want to give them the benefit of the doubt. So the cleanup crew here sweeping up the popcorn. They're out with brooms. The young men are all pitching in. The students are helping get the popcorn off the floor. They wipe it up with a towel. And we're going to get this last 28 seconds going here. The Pawnee City faculty converged on that area of the bleachers in pretty quick fashion there. Nobody was trying to get away or anything. They were just all kind of looking half horrified. 28 seconds to go. I think we've got it cleaned up enough to where, well, there's some more popcorn they're finding now at midcourt. A few more pieces out here. Now a couple of fans are chipping in and helping find some extra kernels of popcorn. We had free popcorn tonight. The first 200 bags were free, courtesy of the Bank of Steiner. That was a nice gesture at the concession stand here at Pawnee City for this game between the Indians and the Titans. The first 200 bags of popcorn were given away free by the Bank of Steiner. So another one of those neat little things that takes place in the small town basketball games around southeast Nebraska. Tip of the hat to the folks at the Bank of Steiner. 28 seconds to play. I think they finally got it cleaned up enough to where the official is comfortable that we can proceed here. When play is resumed, Madeline Gatula will inbound the pass. Gatula to toss it in at midcourt. Gets it into Brannick. Brannick in the corner. Flips it back out to Blecka. Blecka in the paint to Madeline Gatula. Gatula with a long two. Got it. Madeline Gatula, the 5'1 freshman, got a three-pointer to drop, rather. That was a three. There's a shot up on the baseline left side by Libby Standiford that doesn't go. Rebound. Shot is up by Libby Standiford. Standiford with the shot on the left side. Libby got it too. And there's the buzzer in the ball game. Libby Standiford with a basket right at the end of the game. Your final score tonight, the HTRS Titans 61 and the Pawnee City Indians 28. We'll step aside for a two-minute timeout and be back with a post-game scoring recap after this two-minute break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KTNC.
If you have an idea that's just right for your business, don't let funding hold you back. You could have a hands-down winning business plan if you just had the funds on hand. That's where our bank comes in. As your business lender, we have the loans to give your business a boost. Let's talk about it. We're an equal housing lender.
Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Visit Frontier Bank in Falls City.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. Community Medical Center in Falls City, Nebraska has a new doctor on staff, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Strike. He just replaced my right knee, spent a little time at the hospital, both great experiences. I highly recommend Dr. Strike and Community Medical Center in Falls City. Dr. Strike specializes in treatment of sports injuries and total joint replacement. So if you have problems, give them a call at 245-6510. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, our final score in the girls' varsity game here at Pawnee City tonight, HTRS with the win over Pawnee City, 61-28 is your final score. Let's take a look at the individual scoring. Pawnee City had one girl in double figures tonight. Mallory Brannick finished with 10 points in the ball game. Madison Lytle added 7, 6 points for Emily Lytle. 3 points for Cameron Ottersberg, and Madeline Gatula got that two-pointer right at the end of the ballgame for their total of 28. Individual scoring for the HTRS Titans. Three girls in double figures. Ellie Sharp led the way with 15 points. J.C. Leach, also in double figures, had 14. Larissa Goings got in and ended up with 10, eight of those in the fourth quarter, so she's in double figures. Gracie Schaefer, right behind, had 9 in the game. Then it goes to 4 points for Alyssa Howe. Michaela Flynn hit that tray. She finished with 3. Libby Standiford has 2, and Sadie Hardesty with 2 for the Titans, total of 61. From the charity stripe, Pawnee City went 2 out of 9. HTRS was 8 out of 16 from the free throw line. Your final score, 61-28. HTRS with the win over Pawnee City. We'll have boys varsity basketball coming up in a few minutes. They're doing a parents' night celebration here, so that's going to extend the break between games for a few extra minutes. We're going to be sending it right now back to the KTNC studios for about 20 minutes, and we'll be back with the boys varsity game coming up in just about 20 minutes here on KTNC.